Hello there. My name is Jordan Rich, and we welcome you to today's MPCC podcast in our series, Prostate Cancer and You, celebrating Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And we're very pleased to present an interview with Tony Cellini, a patient engager for Blue Earth Diagnostics, who's here to talk with us about his personal journey after being diagnosed several years ago with prostate cancer. Well, let's begin with a little bit of background on you, Tony. Tell us about yourself just a bit.
I'm 73 years old, married. I worked in the equities business, essentially called a stockbroker. I retired, I guess you could say semi. You never really retire in that business, but I'm retired now, essentially, and have the opportunity to share my my testimony with other men, which has been so important for me.
Let's talk about the beginning, the diagnosis, and you know how that came down for you.
I had prostate cancer in my family. My father had it, although he never had any surgery, but he was on hormone therapy because he got it in his 70s. Well, the family history was there. So I was very adamant on getting my physicals. And if I can interject one thing here, the importance of your primary physician and how you relay the information about family history is paramount. It's so important. My physical in 2011 started seeing a number right around 3.7, 3.8. The following year in 2012, it had gotten almost to 4, really borderline. So here came 2013, and I went for my physical, and now I have a 5.6. Now, my doctor is very thorough. She says, we're going to run one more test before we go any further. She ran another PSA test after I fasted. I did the whole thing. My diet even changed with that hope that that number wasn't right. Number comes back, and she referred me to a urologist. And at that point, my four-year, eight-month journey began. I went to the urologist in early May of 2013, and he recommended a transrectal biopsy. This is where they take 12 samples. Came back to very small areas. And it was so early stage, it was graded as a 3-3 on the Gleason, a T1C on the volume. Basically, just very early stage prostate cancer. But you know what's interesting? Here comes the three words. You have cancer. You know, these words don't discriminate. What was very interesting in how this early, which was my first urologist, as you know, I had two, how he was able to really, really let me down easy. He suggested active surveillance. Of course, I asked, what's active surveillance? We had a talk, and as we spoke, we decided that this was the way to go for where I was at. I embarked on that journey.
And that journey took how long, and what was the emotional state during the active surveillance? I think we can guess.
I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm really so glad you asked. First of all, active surveillance is not for everyone. I can't stress that anymore. You're on this emotional roller coaster. You're walking around, you're engaging, you're playing sports, you're doing all your things, and you have cancer inside you. You're saying to yourself, can't this just go away? When is this going to go away? Well, you know, with active surveillance, there's, I guess we use the word protocol that has to be followed, which involves a yearly biopsy, biannual PSA tests, and you must adhere to this because, understand, active surveillance is actually a treatment in its own way. And I was prepared, you know, because that hope's there. And I was prepared. The journey had so many ups and downs. I often talk about sleepless nights. What I did, I try to urge other men not to do, is I decided to just attack the internet. Just went from site after site, hour after hour after hour. And I want to say one thing in defense of this. There is some great information that the internet gives, but that's a double-edged sword. There's some that's not and could lead you down to a different path.
Right, right.
I live by three words. Those three words are follow the science. PSMA PET made me a believer.
Let's get into that right now, the PSMA PET. Can you describe how it was described to you and what the actual situation
sure.
was?
Understand, I was at UCSF. If you're not familiar with this, it's the University of California, San Francisco, which is a learning institute. It's a university hospital, very well regarded in the urology industry. When my PSA had reached 23.8 at the very end after my fifth and final biopsy, I was asked by Dr. Peter Carroll, and he explained to me that there's a test out there that I want you to think about. It was in its trial. And so he explained to me what it stood for. I would receive this injection, an advanced imaging agent. This binds through the PSMA onto the cancer cells. So what it essentially does, it lights up right on the scan right there, shows you where the prostate cancer is. Going into this, the concern was, had this metastasized or was it still local? That's the whole enchilada right there. This test is so powerful that it allows the urologist and his team to see where the cancer had spread. It was not approved at the time I had this done. I had to basically sign off on a lot of this. Like I said, at UCSF, which had access to PSMA PET, I was able to have this test done. That test was performed on January 5th of 2018. And the test in how it's done is there is no fasting beforehand, and you receive an IV in each of your arms. Then the technician injects an imaging agent into the bloodstream through the IV. Waited about 60 minutes while the agent made his way through my body. The scan essentially only took about 20 to 25 minutes, but it moved into several positions so the technician could get images from various perspectives. After the scan, I drank liquids, urinated quite a bit, because the agent was in my system as well. The PSMA imaging is why I'm alive today. And I know that sounds very bold.
It sounds exciting, and we're thrilled for the outcome. So it showed what it showed. We don't have to go into detail, but that dictated to your doctors and your team and to you the course of action. And what was the course of action following that?
Well, how did they do that? I remember walking into Dr. Carroll's office that day. He says, I want you to think about the options you have available. One was to radiate it and to start on a regimen of hormone therapy combined with radiation. Well, Jordan, at that time, after 4 years, 8 months, and everything came about, myself and my wife come to the conclusion that if it could be surgically removed, basically a prostatectomy, let's just save our breath, and I don't want to see the radiologist. And that decision then was made. And it wasn't easily made, but there was relief because I had so much confidence in this last step. It wasn't like I was diagnosed and I had it taken out the next day. Let's be done. Let's be rid of the cancer. No, I didn't take that. And I'm so glad, because it has enabled to take the path I'm on now.
So I'll give you the last word in terms of what message you have for men out there, men and their families. What should men know about it?
Test takes the doubt away. Like I said, as it lights up. Because when you're once diagnosed, your thing is where is the cancer? You're always of the mindset, has it left the localized area? Has it left? That doubt sets in. But with our technology today, and the hard-working individuals who give their life, I mean their life, to study and find that new test, that new medicine, whatever it may be, trust them. You'll hear a lot of other things, but trust the science.
We want to thank Tony for his efforts in helping others and for appearing on the podcast. Tony received his PSMA PET scan through a clinical trial, but since receiving FDA approval, PSMA PET scans are available in care centers across the country. The Posluma injection from Blue Earth Diagnostics is indicated for PET scans of PSMA-positive lesions in men with prostate cancer with suspected metastasis, who are candidates for initial definitive therapy, or with suspected recurrence based on elevated serum PSA level. Your doctor can tell you whether a PET scan with Posluma is right for you. For more, visit posluma.com/patient. Now to review some important safety information. Image interpretation errors can occur with Posluma PET. Negative image does not rule out the presence of prostate cancer, and a positive image does not confirm its presence. The performance of Prosluma in both the primary and recurrent prostate cancer setting is affected by serum PSA levels, and the uptake of the scan isn't specific for prostate cancer. It can be in both malignant and benign lesions and normal tissues. The interpretation of the scan could depend on the reader of the image. particularly in the prostate bed area. So consider multidisciplinary consultation and histopathology confirmation. The use of posluma does contribute to a patient's long-term cumulative radiation exposure, but it's pretty much less than having a CT with contrast, and adverse reactions were reported in greater than or equal to 0.4% of patients in clinical studies. These included common things like diarrhea, blood pressure increase, and injection site pain. For patients on androgen deprivation therapy, the uptake of posluma could be affected, but their effect on the performance of posluma hasn't been established. To report suspected adverse reactions, please contact the FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088. For more information on posluma, including the full prescribing information, please visit posluma.com. This podcast is brought to you in part by a generous grant from Blue Earth Diagnostics. To learn more about the Massachusetts Prostate Cancer Coalition, visit masspcc.org. Prostate Cancer and You is available on all major podcast platforms. This is Jordan Rich, wishing you a great day.